Welcome to your custom deep dive. So, usually when a premium brand goes on a massive clearance sale, there's, a huge line around the block.
Oh, absolutely. People are practically like breaking down the doors to get in.
Right, exactly. But imagine the doors open, everything is deeply discounted, and the shoppers are actually sprinting out of the store. I mean, that is exactly what is happening right now in the Indian equity market.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to watch.
So today, we're looking at a recent report from Prime Idea Ventures to figure out if this massive market fear is actually handing you a heavily undervalued long-term upside.
And to really figure that out, we have to look at the actual price tag on the market right now. Because, the headlines are honestly terrifying.
They really are. I mean, foreign portfolio investors have dumped a record $42 billion in Indian equities since September 2024.
Which, yeah, sounds completely apocalyptic.
It does. But
Yeah.
let's actually look at the numbers. The BSE Sensex trailing PE ratio, which is essentially what you pay for every single dollar a company earns, well, it just hit 20.2x.
Right, the lowest point since May 2020.
Yeah, but the broader index down 13.7% this calendar year alone. But is this a market in free fall?
Well, no, not really. If you zoom out, that drop isn't a free fall at all. It's actually a market returning to reality. I mean, that 20.2x multiple is hovering just a hair above the 30-year historical median, which is 19.9x.
Oh, so it's basically right at the historical average.
Exactly. The premium has simply burned off, bringing valuations back to their long-term fair value. Indian markets have huge upside potential and are undervalued right now if you actually look at the big picture.
But wait, steep discounts usually imply damaged goods, right? Like, if the price is suddenly fair, why are foreign investors running away so fast?
Well, it's because the macroeconomic headwinds are physically altering the cost of doing business.
Like what?
So earnings growth was already pretty sluggish, right around 1.4% year over year. But the real catalyst is the 50% spike in crude oil prices.
Right, and India imports the vast majority of its oil.
Exactly. So when global crude spikes that aggressively, the cost to manufacture and transport almost everything just
That
skyrockets.
makes sense.
Yeah. And companies either have to eat that cost, which threatens to crush non-financial corporate operating margins from around 16% down to maybe 10%, or they pass it on to consumers, which just stalls economic growth entirely.
Wait, hold on though. If corporate margins are getting crushed like that, and didn't Goldman Sachs just cut India's 2026 GDP growth forecast?
Yeah, down to 5.9% while predicting rate hikes.
Right. So why on earth would anyone buy now? Especially when the banking and financial sector, which makes up almost 40% of the market, is facing slowing credit and rising bad loans. I
Yeah.
mean, buying now feels less like finding a bargain and more like stepping in front of a freight train just to pick up a quarter.
That is a very fair point. And honestly, analysts at Systematics actually agree with that caution for the immediate term.
Really? So it could get worse.
Oh, definitely. They're warning that as equity prices continue to adjust to these geopolitical and energy shocks, the BE multiple could easily slide further down to 18x. The near-term risks are undeniably real.
So the absolute bottom might not be in yet.
Probably not, no.
If the immediate future is that rocky and the PE could drop even more, how can you be sure the eventual upside is actually worth stepping into this current pain?
Well, we figure that out by looking at how this exact market behaves under extreme stress. Think back to the 2012 Euro crisis or the 2020 COVID crash.
Both massive panic events.
Exactly. Both were periods of intense foreign selling and severe panic. And in both of those specific instances, valuations fell right into that 16 to 18x range we just
Oh,
mentioned.
wow. So we've seen this movie before.
Yes, we have. And what followed wasn't permanent destruction. It was a massive, meaningful recovery for the investors who bought while everyone else was panic selling.
So the critical factor is really just your time horizon.
Totally. If you have a 3 to 5+ year time horizon, maximum fear historically creates maximum opportunity. Indian markets have huge upside potential and are undervalued when you stretch your timeline out like that.
Okay, so practically speaking, what does this mean for the listener's portfolio? How do you actually play a market that is cheap, but, might get cheaper?
Right, so you don't want to deploy all your capital at once trying to perfectly guess the absolute bottom.
Because it's basically impossible.
Exactly, it's a fool's errand. The smartest play is what we call a phased approach.
So buying in chunks over time.
Precisely. You invest gradually, accumulating shares at these discounted prices as the broader market sentiment slowly improves over time.
Got it. So despite the terrifying headlines, Indian equity valuations are sitting at a 5-year low. This is a highly undervalued market with huge upside potential, assuming you can endure the ongoing energy and macroeconomic volatility.
It really is a historically attractive entry point.
Definitely. Which brings up something to consider as you watch this all play out. If foreign investors are fleeing India in a panic right now, where exactly are they putting that $42 billion?
That is the million, or I guess billion-dollar question.
And more importantly, when the geopolitical dust finally settles and India's growth engine re-engages, will those same investors be forced to buy back into this market at a massive premium? Think about it.